current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to News Right Now, the plundering of wealth. Not even 6 months after the Prime Minister of Jordan resigned over austerity measures imposed by the International Monetary Fund, the current government is again proposing to increase income tax, which would make the lives of the people of Jordan even more difficult. In order to pay back a $723 million loan secured from the IMF, the Jordanian government is proposing a 5% tax increase on employees and a 20 to 40% increase on companies. Despite offering various exemptions and increasing the minimum tax threshold, the public will still suffer from a rise in expenses due to the increased taxes. Like other governments in the Muslim world, Jordan's corrupt government, one administration after another, keeps adding to the undue and unnecessary economic stress on ordinary citizens. By submitting to the demands of foreign powers and their tools, such as the International Monetary Fund, the Jordanian government keeps the Muslims stuck in a holding pattern of a subservient, recipient nation incapable of freeing itself from the clutches of its debtors. The regime allows its people to protest, and government officials even resign due to public pressure. But what remains is the kufr, secular, monarchical system that continually undermines the interests of the people. The government allows and even responds to a specific criticism and pressure. Criticism and pressure that inherently accepts the validity of the state and its institutions. But the government imprisons those who question the illegitimate roots of the Jordanian system, its history of collusion with the British colonialists, and its current support from its Western allies. The government criminalizes this kind of criticism to keep the Muslim Ummah scared and silent. From banning the discussion of Islam as a spiritual political aqidah, to imprisoning those who peacefully call to the Islamic political system, whether in person or online, the government imprisons its own citizens, including members and supporters of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Time and again, the Jordanian government has shown that its allegiance does not lie with Allah, His Messenger, or the Muslim Ummah, but rather with its Western handlers and supporters. The Islamic system, once implemented, would transform the conditions of the Muslim Ummah, liberating us from Western powers. Under the Khilafah, the Islamic system of taxation taxes wealth, not income, meaning that the citizens of the Khilafah can retain the full buying power of their incomes, rather than having to siphon it off to a corrupt government. The Khilafah will fund itself with specific and defined sources of revenue, including ghanima, fay, kharaj, ushur, and revenues from state-owned properties without unjustly imposing taxes like the corrupt secular governments do in the Muslim world, often at the bidding of their Western masters. May Allah hasten the return of the Islamic system and grant security and victory to our Ummah. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.